You know what I'm saying? I don't believe nothing that coming out of Ryan Kemp. You know, till that press conference, I can't go with anything they saying. You know, like it's the same guy that said he was fighting Pacquiao. Like, come on, man. You gotta actually do something out here for me to actually believe you out here really trying to do something. And then with the tank negotiations, like, you ain't dead nothing to be out here trying to get a network, you know, a fight on your network. This is the same guy you've been calling out for years. This is all you've been wanting, Tank. You got a chance to beat him twice. So, I mean, I don't see what's going on, what they got going. I'm not putting this on PBC or Tank. I mean, it's all on Ryan and Golden, but they want the fight, make the fight happen. But like I said, like I've been saying, I think Golden Boy know Ryan is their prize possession. And they not trying to put him in there knowing he ain't done nothing yet. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's fighting Regis at 140. Like I said on the Super Chat yesterday, I think they going to get the JoJo fight and see if Ryan can be the first one to stop JoJo. That's how, based off his career, off his resume, that's the direction I see them going. JoJo and seeing if he's going to be the first one to stop him. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm not believing nothing come up Ryan. You know, they believe the only thing I believe is the first person. And then whatever they get going on. But it was another thing. On the Devin too, man, like, I said Devin Loma, you know, we all know that's the fight that's supposed to go down. He had a 3-fight deal, I believe. You know what I'm saying? I think this is the last fight on that deal. So after this, I'm pretty sure Devin's going to be a free agent. But I wouldn't be out here. I'm not going to be one of these fans, these fake boxing fans that's going to say Devin ducked Shakur. You know what I'm saying? Devin did all the necessary adjustments, all the necessary stuff to be at 135 his whole career. You know, the only reason why Shakur is at 135 because he couldn't make weight at 130. So, I mean, why is he getting first deals at Undisputed? You know, something he never did at 130. So, it's going to be fake boxer fans, Shakur fans that's going to say Devin ducked him. No, he's not. We all seen Devin at his last weigh-in. Mm-hmm. Come on, why would you want, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want Devin. You seen how his face is looking. I want both men at their best once they get in the ring with each other. And I don't feel like, I don't care how bad Devin beat Kambosos, you know what I'm saying? We seen him at the weigh-in, and I don't feel like he in his physical best sitting around at 135 waiting on Shakur. So, if I'm billing Devin, man, I move straight up to 140 after this Loma fight. Forget what these fake boxing fans talking about. Go straight at them champions at 140, you know, and make history there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I really – it was something else I had to say, but I really hit on. I hit what I said. But, yeah, man, that's really all I got, man. That ain't no around waiting on nobody. And I know it's going to be boxing fans that's going to be behind Shakur and saying that it's ducking him. There's no way he can be ducking, but he's been at 135 his whole career. And like I said, I want, when we get that fight, I want both men to get their best, not one man looking drained and one guy moving up because he missed it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, that's all I really got, man.
All right. We got Bill Haney back. What up?
Hey, you know, I love to just end the chat, and I'm listening. And, you know, I want to stress to my people to be parents to their kids, bro. You know what I'm saying? This whole thing about, you know, and it's that whole conquering divide is why boxing is the way that it is. When you have trainers, you have parents that are behind these kids, bro, from the very beginning. I think that I'm a little bit more vocal than some of my other peers and parents and partners that are speaking about in this business. You know, because for so many times that they don't want to let the coach, or they don't want to let the trainer, or they don't want to let the manager. So you want to get in and trip these kids up in their words and all this. I want to hear it. I want to hear it from the – well, listen, you guys know that you guys are professionals. They have professionals that are in the chat, professionals that – they're professionals at bullshit. They just, whatever narrative, whatever you say, they're going to draw their inference, and their whole job is to create a narrative. But when you have parents like you guys, right, don't leave the shit to Bill. Don't leave the shit to And I don't want to mention no other guys. I'm just going to mention mine. Don't leave your shit to the Bills of the world to do, right? Because they're not going to do it. They're not going to be as passionate. They're not going to jump back on here. They're not going to be in the chat. They're not going to be talking to you. But you guys say that that's what you want, that you would prefer to hear it from Bob, who's 90-something years old and has a lot to do in life. So actually being able to know where Devin Haney is and what his thoughts and what's going on with his team, I was hired by my son to do this, to keep you informed of where we're at. And if it was a thing that Dev, and he's entitled to at 24, he has a lot of cars, a lot of shit, and he's entitled to at 24, he's been in the business for 16 years, to take a break, right? And do all the things that Ness has pointed out that champions, you know, when I talk to Ness off the camera and as well as on the camera about the TOs and Lomas of the world, they all deserved breaks after they fight. They deserved a break before they fought Devin. Correct, Ness? You believe in fighters taking breaks?
Hell yeah. I never thought it was fair for Devin to go to Australia twice and have to fight Loma as his third fight. Like, why the fuck he don't get a voluntary fight after taking the belts and defending the belts?
Well, and that's because what the caller just said is there's no fake-ass fans. There's no such thing as a fake-ass fan. You know, in Houston, coming from the streets and shit, and if a cat had $10, you know what I'm saying, that was $10 in my whole million or my whole 500,000 or in my 20,000. So I never looked at nobody, oh, that's just a fake ass. He only got $5. He only got $10. Or this fan, every guy and every person that's pushing this boxing forward and this energy, whether you talking good or bad about Dev, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Because you could be talking about a whole lot of life when you talk about my son, right? When you're talking about me not saying something, like, I never heard no one told Bob Arum to shut up and stop talking. Why would you now, and most of the guys are in there are brown and black, just saying it, just on there, why would you now, if we've evolved as a people, and, you know what I mean, you see somebody, you see a son and a father just sticking together from the beginning, and we done been around some bad motor scooters. I'm talking about the Floyds, the Roys, the Jays, the 50 Cents, the Birdman, and what we're an example of, you can be around a lot of super influential guys, a lot of guys with money and all that and girls and all that, but you don't lose who you are. You don't lose your relationship. And I think that, you know, us, I'm more vocal about that because I want moms and sons to stick together. I want dads and sons and dads and daughters to stick together. And that's why I said to the people, run over to parentsofpartner.com where it's me with some other individuals that are successful with their kids and that they don't take that we don't need to be talking. What? We're the most experienced partners on the team, on the Haney team. I'm one of the most experienced partners on it. So I'm able to play the position that an experienced partner would play. And if that means playing a role position of coming off the bench or playing a position where, you know, I got to fly in and go to this this organization, this sanctioning weekend or event that they're having or whatever, then I do. And if it means getting up at 7, 8 in the morning, Devin's asleep because he's got to work out, and looking at film and light and all the stuff. So with every fighter, a fighter needs to have somebody that's going to be a point person that's going to come up, just like the president. You don't never say to the president, advisor or the person that comes out, oh, you shouldn't be saying that. Where's the president? Go get his ass. He needs to come talk. No. In due time, you will hear from the president as well. When you heard from Leonard Ellerbe, you never told him, shut up. Right? When the fighter, you'll hear from the fighters. But we have some fantasy fights. And I say this is a fantasy fight until the night. Ryan Garcia has been involved in a lot of fantasy fights. You know, it's no different than the video games they play. We can sit up and play that this is a fight that's going to happen, but until it gets announced, one thing we do have is we have comeback care of the year, mental health, alcoholism, and just business of being African-American man that's in a business, AB promotion, the up and down the roller coaster. Why are we not highlighting what this brother is going through? He, not only do we have that on the hands, we have Michael Williams Jr. and Sr. who happen to be following the blueprint of some other successful guys, the Haney family. Why? They said they couldn't do it. They said they weren't going to get there. They said they couldn't get to a big stage. And now they have the opportunity of a lifetime, the Williams family do, to upset the apple cart, to get a big name. And Adrian Broner, we got to say that he's a big name. You cannot say that he's not a big name because he's been involved in the big fight. So you have a fight in him, given an opportunity to a guy like Michael Williams Jr. Isn't that what boxing and dreams are truly made of? The opportunity to go from nothing to something. And for Adrian Broner to give the Williams an opportunity, we need to highlight that fight. But yet we are doing is we're highlighting a potential fight and another potential fight, another where you have confused me. I came on to say that I will watch it when it happens, because that's what's a part of the exhibition and the attraction. Is Ryan Garcia a real fighter? Is he not a real fighter? Is he being swayed to be a YouTuber, a TikToker? Oh, matter of fact, follow me on TikTok, Bill Haney, as well as YouTube, because you have me. I understand TikTok, but I understand it because my 8-year-old daughter is not going to get away from me, huh? I'm green. I have to have, she's watching my followers, and she's saying, Daddy, I said, I'm TikToking with you, baby. We're TikToking together. And Ryan Garcia, he's a TikToker. We're all three TikTokers. And you talk about Devin. Well, that's something that's totally different. It's two separate things, and it's two separate opportunities to be great. Ryan Garcia is making a choice. When he faces, or if he faces Regis Prograis, is he going to get knocked out because he's not focused? Will he fight Tank Davis? Another big attraction, novelty act. Fights fighters that we don't know, but sells out gates. Who is Tank Davis going to fight next? That's the big question. Is he going to fight anyone that we know? Probably not, if it's not Ryan Garcia. See, don't you love boxing?
I certainly do.
I love it. And I love the future, and I love where it's going. And more importantly, I love the people, and I love the people in the chat, and I love their energy. And don't just follow me in the chat. Come follow me on OnlyFans, and let's talk about it. Let's get a real bar and a real good understanding, because you might find that you can get more from me than going against me.
Let's go. Parents to partners.
Parent to partner. That's parent2partner.com. And I'm saying this, let's work together and let's make this a parent to partner planet. When you talk about resources that the Haneys bring to the table, whether you talk about resources that the Nestor and your family bring to the table, or Ringwalk Danny, why not us all work together? My goal is 1 million families be reconnected through partnership, because we as parents, of course, they're not going to be wanting to get parented and all the shit. They want to be great on their own merit and on their own dime, right? Through that understanding from a parent to partner, I found a wonderful relationship with my kids, right? I have 4 kids, biological, and I have 4 bonus babies, 2 stepkids, and 3 stepkids and 1 guy kid. So, like, I'm truly blessed, and I'm, like, all over the place. Like I said, when I'm talking about TikTok, my daughter and her TikTok and her social media and her little stuff that she's doing, yeah, I'm just as green as everybody else is. You want to ask questions about boxing, that's one part of my life. I don't mind sharing it. And if you can share to me something that can help me stay connected with my daughter, TikTok, tennis, or whatever, by all means, let's make it a parent to partner planet. But let's not argue. And that's what I'm saying is we have an opportunity to have great events happen in boxing, and we can compare the styles, and what they bring is tremendous backstories with Devin's team and Tank's team and Garcia's team. And instead of that, we sit here and go back and forth and almost go to war with each other on some other shit that I truly don't understand. I don't. coming from Northern California, and particularly East Oakland, right? We have great relationships with Mexicans. Like, I grew up, my next door neighbor was Mexican. He was one of my best friends. So up north, we don't get out like that. So Devin was able to spar with that style. He was able to connect. We went to Mexico, Tijuana, developed an understanding to what the style was from the Mexican style come forward and the reach around to the body shot and all the stuff that we were able to compete with that style, knowing that Ryan Garcia, he doesn't. He had more of a style like us, slick, like Floyd and all the stuff, right? So Teofimo, he, if through amateurs, he wants to have a slick style. He went back to that he's the brawler. He has that kind of shit. So I'm just saying this. I took the time and the opportunity to learn from my partner, to learn that business. Not that I 100% like the business, because you don't see me hanging out at the gym or you don't see me chasing down any fighters. I wanted to be the best partner to my son. I only take that serious when I'm in the chat and I'm fucking with people and you're saying, I shouldn't be talking. Well, who should? Because I'll hire that motherfucker today. If it's somebody that needs to just going to get out here and going to talk when and about that, we'll hire him today. But if it's somebody that's scared to come out and scared to answer your phone, you don't want to give Black Fight Fan, 7A, Aki, H Money, you know what I mean? Like Mike Coppinger, like everybody got my number. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. So you say, what? I'm not supposed to talk. Well, the people that you're talking about, that you're talking to and you listen to, is talking to me. And they got me on speed dial. So I'm not saying that Shakur and Jay don't have my number. Everybody got my number. And nor would we, because boxing is one phase of our life, nor would we block another family from an opportunity of feeding themselves and being great. That's just not our makeup. So when we come out and we say that we're available, we're only saying that we're available out of respect. We don't say we're available to the nigga down at the liquor store ain't gonna fight my son. I'll fight him before. It's a long line of niggas that will fight you if you want to fight my son. If you're not in boxing and you want to fight my son, we got a whole line of niggas that will fight you first. But when it comes to boxing, that's what he does. He's been doing it for 15, 16 years. So, and everybody else has been doing it for 15, 16 years. We're not falling out. We're going to make the biggest and baddest event happen. And guess what? I'm fly as mom. I don't got to talk all that negative to you in order to make anything happen. We've got to where we didn't got to by saying that we want to fight and by fighting.
I definitely understand that. You know, you're always available for the smoke and for the answers. So, you know, we appreciate it.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you guys for having the platform open. But, and also, other I've noticed that other parents and other trainers and other coaches are starting to step out in their greatness, right? Because if we've been in the shadows for some time. I'm just keeping it real. These guys, the Bullets of the world, the Otises of the world, they make this thing tick, man. They're down there every day on the ground. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the air like an eagle. I come down and eat and jump back up in the clouds. You dig what I'm saying? But the Bullets, the Otises of the world, you know what I'm saying? They in the trenches helping a guy, whether you are amateur or whether you are a pro. So for him and that energy that you seen, that was a natural energy. Yeah, he could have bottled it up and he could have seen it. But you see how these guys really be feeling about them kids. I have two kids in tennis, so I have to be reserved in that, because in tennis you can't be doing all that. You can't even coach. Once they start the match, you can't say nothing to them until after the match. So that's an even more reserved sport. But I'm saying is, this is not the fight. You guys are seeing the behind the scenes. Didn't you guys want to see that? I thought you guys wanted to see everything that go on, the natural motion. If Otis had knew the camera was there, he wouldn't have did that. But you guys wouldn't have seen what really goes on in the doghouse. No. I'm talking about, listen, you know, and niggas can have kids in that. In any gym. Absolutely. Listen, and then So people, they said, well, look, the sport is dying. No, niggas is dying. The sport is going to live on. Niggas is dying. And I'm going to tell you what, if you really got a chance to see what goes on in the preparation and all the shit that it takes to be a fighter, then you might be interested a little bit more. So we started showing the shit and on YouTube. We started showing the shit. Floyd was only showing his shit really on 24/7. You had to catch it on 24/7 or you might catch it on Fight Hot. We stepped out non-traditional, started showing the sparring matches, showed Mexico fights, showed all the shit that, you know, we believed that the digital television was going to do. When I went in the meeting, it was like, YouTube ain't shit. That don't mean shit. You gotta get on television. You got to get on linear. You ain't on linear television. It don't mean nothing. Then they came back, and with the social media, they started looking at the social media numbers. I went back up in there. I said, oh, so now you guys are looking at. But this was before Top Rank even had a social media department. We were doing social media. Now, like Bob said, they have 12 people that's in their one office just doing social media alone. So that shows you how much the sport has transitioned from being on linear television to digital television. So if it's now being digital television is driving it, then why aren't we celebrating and saluting the people on digital television that's driving the market? So, but the old guard, so to speak, continues to have their nose in the air, and I'm just not that guy. And I know as time goes on, right, you know, they will start to salute you guys. They will start coming on there and start working with more platforms like you have, Ness, and stuff like that, like I've been doing, right? And mm-hmm. be more accessible. You see, now contracts are now being talked about. And the thing, when me and Gary Russell was doing it, it was bad. But I know that we might not be, we might not be thinking more sharper than them. We just might be doing it for the people before they do it for the people. They do it for the people at last case resort if someone else does it. Then okay, now we'll do it, or now we'll start answering. If Oscar De La Hoya can come out and you guys respect what he's saying, then you should come out. You should respect what Michael Williams Jr.'s dad, Michael Williams Sr. is talking about. You should want to interview him and see what the mind frame of is of a father and son that are putting it on the line against a veteran like Adrian Broner. Adrian Broner, why are you? What makes you decide to just put it on the line? Well, they're probably freezing me out and of opponents and freezing me out. So now I got to give an opportunity to this young guy. Damn, I got to do it, right? But this is what life is made of. This is what the stories is made of. You guys are getting a chance to see some real life time, but you're not highlighting it. We're able to sensationalize what Ryan is doing because of his social media presence. Because obviously people come over and you guys get clicked. So if we keep talking about Ryan, then we're going to get some traction. But that's all novelty shit. That ain't the real boxing shit. So please, Devin doesn't want to be involved in that kind of shit. Once again, follow me and Ryan Garcia on TikTok, BillHaney_. Wait, I got also Bill Haney OnlyFans. Get the real behind-the-scenes bar of this shit. I'm talking about the way that I'm talking to you now. I wish somebody went on my journey. I wish somebody told me that they can give me $50. I can get them $50. I don't got to get in the Sprinter. I got the Sprinter, the gas, and all the shit. So for $50 a month, you can get tightened up and tuned up and really get this real game on how we stomping around in this business, and they are doing everything but saying, let's fight. How we did it. Let me tell you, they told me that if I only put them with one coach, I need to put them with one coach because it's going to confuse it. They had all kind of shit. They said, the pot is going to be, you're going to mess the pot up. Wait a minute, the dinner, wait a minute, it's the pot and the food. If there's more than one kitchen. One
too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah. You see, I don't even remember that shit because I'm like, when Floyd was busy, I went to Roger. When Roger was busy, listen, I went over there to Jeff. When Jeff was busy,
Damn, where'd you go, Bill? Got a call. You got another call? The audio cut out. Let me see. Call back in, Bill. But we do appreciate everybody rocking out with us. Make sure to smash the like button. Make sure you are subscribed. It's free. Well, let's see if he gets back in. I got CYP.
Yo, yo.
What's
yo.
Up?
Yo, yo, I wanted to call in because somebody was talking about JoJo and Ryan. I remember when JoJo was at my track training, I remember he was just before he was just getting ready for his fight, like literally his fight was like two weeks out. And he was telling me that he literally said this shit. He was like, yeah, you know, we in talks to fight Ryan and shit. You know, if his thing with, you know, his negotiations don't go through, then he literally was saying that months ago. Months ago, he was talking about Ryan. So when dude said, yeah, he probably just going to go ahead and fight JoJo and see if he can be the first one to stop JoJo. The fact that I saw JoJo in person, he told me this in my face. If somebody believes that out the blue, it could be some validity to that shit. So if this falls out and he fights JoJo, don't be surprised because I remember I told y'all that months ago when I saw him.
Well, I mean, obviously they were in negotiations and they almost had a fight, so that could be what you're talking about. But as of right now, today, JoJo's fighting Mercito Gesta on the undercard of the recent Golden Boy fight that was announced.
Yeah, Gabe Rosado and
that's
Tudo.
Right. That's right. He's on the card.
When is that date?
I think next month. It's
March
12th.
8th.
Yeah.
Oh, that's close. That's close then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's fighting Mercito Gesta, who was supposed to be Ryan's opponent for the tune-up before Tank's fight.
Okay.
But,
so, yeah.
But Tank's
that makes
team
sense.
Said
yeah,
they didn't want Ryan to take a tune-up.
Okay. Well, that makes sense in filling in. Okay, cool. Because I actually remember him telling me that. So that's good. He out the way. So that means Ryan, I mean, they may have really tried in good faith to make this fight. You know what I'm saying? I give him credit on that. Maybe in good faith. But I do believe that Oscar... you know what I noticed, man? And we got to acknowledge this shit. There are some fighters out there who just don't want to fucking be B-side. They just don't. They have a problem with it. Like, they just won't come out and say it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to name one person's name. People will get mad about it. But Bud is one of them dudes, too. I ain't being B-side to nobody. I don't give a shit. I'll drag this shit on. I don't give a shit. I'm not being no B-side, so I got something to offer you. Hey, you want to come over here? Hey, you want to do this? Hey, you want to see a dead body? Like, man, hell no, I don't want to see no dead body, man. Your ass is the B-side. Be happy that your ass alive. You know what I'm saying? Get over that shit. Ryan and Oscar think they slick with this shit. Hey, rematch, you know, you can be over here and I can be there. Nah, homie, no. This is a B-side contract. We are offing your ass. Take it or leave it. If they could do that and then whoop his ass twice, I'm not even down with the whoop your ass twice shit. I don't like that shit. But it's not my business. I told them dudes back there, the reason why people say what you say don't mean shit is because usually when people talk, it leads to nothing. So what you say really doesn't mean nothing because it's leading nowhere. So what we do as boxing fans, we always talk. It leads nowhere. So that's why they don't give a fuck what we say. See how that works? It's no disrespect to nobody. It's actually not a slight at you. You're just running your mouth. Maybe I'm running my mouth now. Maybe it'll lead to nothing. So if y'all don't give a fuck what I say in the chat, I appreciate it because guess what happens tomorrow and the next day and the next day? CYP ain't never going to give a fuck what you say. Anyway, I'm gone.
All right, Tim. Appreciate it. All right. I think we got Haney calling back. What up, Bill? I don't know why he keep cutting out on you, but what's up?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened, man. Shout out to you know, CYP for always coming in with that heat, man. You dig? Hey, Ness.
Yep.
You're doing a great job, baby.
Appreciate
you're doing a great job. You guys are doing a great job, man. And listen, I can only go to the places that I get the love at. And
doors always open,
day.
Bill. Doors
man,
always open.
Listen,
forget what they talking in that chat. Doors always open.
No, but you do a great job, though, Ness. And they do a great job of pushing it. And this energy that you guys are pushing forward and the life that Dev is living, he's living his dream. I'm sure Core, I'm sure Hitchinson, I'm sure Tank, you know, there's fighters that are looking to make their move. The gentleman, what's his name? So I remember it now. What's the kid's name? The
John Ingram.
John Ingram.
3-0.
3-0, man. You know, shout out, you know, to him. That's doing a great job. He put the shit up, or they put the shit up because they wanted to do what? Bring highlight. Now, if Rolly was in there sparring him, if like when Rolly finished handling his business, well, I mean, he has a title shot, so I don't think that he'll be able to Rolly win a title. He'll be able to fight him, but if Rolly doesn't win, then that's a potential fight. And they've been doing John Ingram has done a good job of bringing highlight to him. So now we want to see him. I didn't know him yesterday until I seen the thing. So now I actually want to see him. So that's truly what we've been wanting, right? Right when Floyd kicked off the 24/7, right? Because he started the shit. Floyd started all the behind-the-scenes shit. TBE did it. He kicked it off, right? Made every fighter want to not only be a fighter, but they want to show you your life, their lifestyle. They want to show you the work. How many times we seen Floyd whipping ass and sparring and the thing? He was the one that we seen first on 24/7 doing it, and we want to see more. So can we go easy on our peers and stuff like that? You know what I mean? Because I know how Otis could be catching it because I haven't been there. How Bullet is catching it? You know what I'm saying? And
we actually in communication with Otis. If all goes well, we'll have him on our win show. Yeah, give him an opportunity to clear shit up.
Yeah, and listen, and I guarantee them trolls. You see him? What's his name? Otis is an ex fighter. He when he was jumping up and down and doing that, ain't nobody in the gym told him or called him out his name and told him not to, because he's an OG and he can go for real, for real. But and he's a nice guy, super, super nice guy. So you just saw some raw emotions of what really happened in the gym. But nobody in the gym was offended. I done been there. Nobody in the gym was offended. So please, none of the fans, you guys shouldn't be offended either. You just got a chance to see the behind the scenes. You got a chance to see Rolly. When he was passing around a video of him, what he did to Ryan, and we didn't complain. So why would we complain about what we've seen on the opposite side, right? And if somebody sneaked in and they showed something of Devin, you done seen Devin whip ass time and time again. It's part of the business. You done seen, I done told you, he ain't got his nose busted. He ain't got none of that black eye. He ain't got knocked down. It's part of the business, though. So I thought that's what we wanted to see. I would hate that you know.
I want to see it.
Like Bullet said is that if you released it and you released it as the team and you're a team, then it's a different because Bullet wasn't looking at it like that. Normally when Floyd, we learned that from him too, is he makes the announcement, all cameras, all videos. You got to put all them things up, and now we about to work. Meanwhile, Floyd is filming, and we know, meanwhile, Devin is filming, right? When Tank and Devin sparred, wasn't nobody filming but Floyd and Ellie. And Ellie was, at that time, was Floyd's, and still, I guess, you know, really, you know, has a good relationship
right,
with Floyd
right.
that, you know. That if he, you know, whatever footage, if Floyd wants the footage put up or don't want the footage put up or whatever he wants, if you came in the gym, especially at that time, particular time, and now, too, it would pretty much be the same.
Hopefully Otis could come in. He said he's willing to come in. He's at an appointment now, but it looks like we might be able to get him for our 12:45 slot.
Yeah, get him in, and... And that's why I said is.
Also, Bill, since I have you, I don't know if you see my message about Coach Charles. He said you reached out. He ain't been able to get in touch with you. He said you wanted him to do pad work. He also wants to bring his son out.
Because
I think his son's a southpaw, no? The young boy?
No. His son is a right-hander. Trouble. Shout out Trouble. I always talk about Trouble. And you know, being a young fighter, especially being from up north. And that's another example of someone coming in and quite possibly helping us continue to get better. You know, and me as a father, whether it been, I don't give a fuck who it was. I wanted the best person for the job. If it wasn't me, then it's whoever it is. You see what I'm saying? I keep that same attitude about myself, and I always critique myself and getting better. And one thing that I learned studying great people, whether it be past or present, one of my guys that, you know, 50, I, you know, then sat down with him personally and talked to him, and you know, he's pretty much, he's a Cancer, I'm a Cancer, and we like on the same page of if I can't do it, I'm going to hire the person that can. I know what I can do and I know what I can't do. So shout out to Trouble and his dad for what they've been doing. I recognize them, you know, and maybe anything's possible.
All right. I did want to ask, did you discuss or know if there will be a multi-city press tour for Vasil and Devin?
When Bob was talking about it, he's talked about it doing it being like some old school stuff. You know what I mean? Because it really being the fight that it is. And I think some of it is his ideas are doing some press conference and stuff. Like, I don't know how many, I don't know what cities. Well, I do know one city that was mentioned was LA. Of course, I know Vegas will be in there. So those are two cities right there. I don't know if it will be New York as well or whatever, you know. But I expect, you know, a professional show that they always do, and you know, an ESPN, that part of it. I don't doubt in my mind that the rollout and the marketing up to the show will be superb.
Well, hopefully that's the case. BA is definitely looking forward to it, and appreciate the time that you always give us and
Absolutely, the gems, Kev,
that you always dropping. So,
absolutely, brother, man. And I'll see y'all at the gym.
But
later
you don't want Multi City? What would you want? What would you want, and how many cities, and why it makes sense, or does it not make sense since Devin's so far moved from Brooklyn?
I love you, man. I love you, because you do your job well, you did. hold on.
Shit, I was just on the phone telling them, you know. I was just on the phone with somebody from Top Rank arguing packed events that they should be taking them to and having them face off bad and all types of shit because, man, that can be a big fight.
No, exactly. And Oakland, being from the town, you know, you always have a thing where you want to go back and you want to go home right, you know? And our whole thing since we've left Oakland, when Devin was 8, right? He left at 8, and he's been homeschooled, you know, his whole time, right? So he was homeschooled. So we go back and forth, and we traveled. Like, that was our way of going in the Sprinter and going everywhere. So this thing about where we're from and all that shit, like, we already know where we're from, and what we set out to do some things and to come back home a success, right? To bring the belts, to bring the event, to bring all the shit. So we've been still kicking ass. I think that we are, if you were considered a team, we're one of the best road teams in boxing. But you have a team like a Vasil Lomachenko team that never fought at home as well either. So you have some other teams that's constantly putting in and getting on the road and making these events happen, going home and doing it.
And
but I think that I said it right away.
Have you pushed, mentioned, conversated, because they've been pushing from the beginning for a press conference somewhere in the Middle East because of Devin's religion, and Danny seems to believe that the Muslim religion is so big that you need to capitalize on that by, I mean, step up, champ.
No, man, the fight, the fight.
Islam is big, it's truly big, and if Devin can do a fight and somehow at the same time tie into some zakat, and which is charity work in the Middle East, and be able to bring an event and stuff like that, then that would be a dream come true. That would be something that just not entertainment for us. It's a step to hopefully pleasing Allah, pleasing God, being pleased with us that we're doing something right.
And Bill,
along with having a fight in our hometown, and you know, letting our homeboys and homegirls and everything get a chance to go out and buy some fly stuff and make an event, and guys have parties and just bring, you know, some money and some tourism to the town. I don't want it to be anything small. I always envisioned us coming back and making a difference, being able to do the same that I described doing in the Middle East, but be able to do it at home as well. So I think that California, Oakland in particular, having a community, a boxing community, whether it be casuals or hardcores, and Oakland is not as big. It's not as big per se as some of the other fight hubs, the Philadelphias, the DMVs, and stuff like that. So when you talk about actual people that are identified with the brand, you talk about, you know, Devin that will resemble with, you know, will have resemblance to other Muslims, look like Dev, that go through, look like me, that go through things like me, that have the temptations like I do, and we still find in our way to worship our Lord. So I think that's when you talk about, do we have some people that identify with us or resemble our struggle? And Islam, of course, it's more people than actually in our hometown that, you know, can relate to our story. So, yeah, you know, but we don't, we both love and respect both audiences, both fight fans, and, you know, we ultimately look for to join everybody together.
Yeah. You ain't answered the question, though. Would you want a press conference somewhere in the Middle East?
And so I was specifically saying, because obviously...
Wait, you're saying the answer, do I want a press conference in the Middle East?
Yes, that was Danny's idea. That's been his idea.
Well, that ain't been my idea. What happened was there was interest from the Middle East in this fight. A lot of interest,
right.
Numerous locations. That has, for whatever reason, not been able to come to fruition. I know the champ will be in Saudi ringside for the Jake Paul fight. I said, since the fight can't land in the Middle East, I was ready. You know, my passport, I was ready to Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Saudi. It didn't matter to me, BH. I've been to the Middle East. I was ready to go back. So I was like, yo, this can come to an agreement. It's official. It would be huge. Champ's already going to be there. Loma's in the Ukraine. You fly them over, and they face off. That is a top-ranked ESPN event, you know, and I felt that if done in time, I think that it could have been, and it could be something huge. Just like, look, BH, I told them, I said, look, the suggested date is May 20th, May the 7th, Formula One in Miami, right? The biggest sport, one of the biggest sporting events of the year. You have them face off on the fucking track. They come into Vegas at the end of the year, Dev's birthday weekend, matter of fact. Dev likes to fight in November. Now that's his home race. You bring him back. That's ESPN shit. They got the network. That's the machine. Use it. That's what I told Top Rank the other day. I said, y'all got the network. Use it. Why are we seeing UFC on ABC and not ESPN? That's what I said, you know?
Why aren't they listening to Ring Walk Danny? Let's bring Ring Walk Danny in, Top Rank. Do you not hear what he's saying? Ring Walk Danny has some great ideas, and would Mr. Bob Arum and company give Danny a listen?
Give me a listen.
And to answer your question, though, yes, we would, if it fit, where we're going out there, obviously, but he just, you know, you made the announcement, so Dev, we'll be out there to go and watch the fight and obviously clean my act up and start getting ready for Ramadan is what I'm looking forward to. We're going to make a trip to Mecca, inshallah, as well. But if it was able to, while we're out there, and then fly him over just as easy as you said, of course, we would love to do a press conference, right? Get the business together and make that thing happen. Realistically, with everyone and the flights and everyone having to come over and to go there for the press conference, I don't know how costly, how effective it would. It would be something that we would love to do. I just don't know if Top Rank and the whole team would be on board with that.
Yeah, you know, I was just throwing an idea because I'm like, look, he's still in Ukraine, so that ain't that far. You know what I'm saying? That's on that side of the world. That's the Western Hemisphere. I mean, the Eastern Hemisphere. You bring him over, you know, a couple weeks before the fight, you go to Miami. I think last year they did 25 million homes for the Formula One race in Miami. They faced off on the track. You get what I'm saying? They did wave the flag, ESPN. You get what I'm saying? 3 weeks, you put it fresh in people's mind. This is the day after Canelo, so it ain't no fights in between, right? So what I'm talking, you put it back in people's mind. Man, Top Rank, holla at me, man.
Top Rank, holla at Ringwalk Danny. And Ness.
What up?
Did I cover everything? I need to make sure.
You
my,
sure you
my
did?
Brother,
you sure
Ness,
you did? You
know
sure did?
Because I don't be liking when they jump on Ness. Ness, because Ness, I always tell Ness, give it to me, Ness. Huh? No, listen, because he is my friend. And like these, like I have friends that and brothers that do have channels. And listen, you guys don't, all you guys, the trolls, give it to them the way they're supposed to get it. If you want them to ask it, they're going to ask it. But don't jump on Ness or jump on the channels and saying, oh, well, they didn't. Because then I jump in the chat and I start talking to them. Right, because then they make you think that Ness is like caping or something for Devin M or Danny is caping. No, we listen. No, and we have never asked somebody to jeopardize their integrity and their channel to cape. Devin got everything that a young guy should want or need in life. I just appreciate you guys for even letting me come on. You hear me?
Yes, sir. We appreciate you.
Doors always open, man. We don't pay attention to the trolls. But we do want to get their questions answered just so they can feel dumb.
Yes. And listen, I can think of a name other than
trolls.
Because like I said, they help and push the sport. We want them to continue in the mess, but maybe think of some other name other than trolls for them. You know what I mean? Because we love and appreciate them too as well. You know what I'm saying? That's why the boxing voices. And that's why the boxing boys ask those dumbass questions sometimes, you know?
For sure.
Appreciate you, King. I'm out of here.
Appreciate you, BH. Looks like we got a couple callers on Blog Talk. We're going to LV Slugger with the Counterpunch.
Hello, you hear me? How's it going?
You straight?
Yeah. I was just wanted to comment on what I was saying. I had forgot what I was going to say, but the Rolly quit the playoffs, man. That's real news, man. They really talking about doing that?
Yeah, no, that's been talked about for months. We've said it on the show. I said it so much that Ness started to call Cap because it was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? We had heard it for months at this point.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing it, but I just never thought they would go through with it. Like, where they do this at? Like, you get knocked out at 135. You don't know where you at. But in your next fight in another division, you get a title shot? That's unheard
of. I'm pretty sure
man.
That's happened before.
I don't know. Since I've been watching this sport, I ain't never seen this before. You know what I'm saying? This man got slept. Didn't know where he was at a smaller division by a smaller guy. In your next fight in a higher division, you get a title shot. I mean, it makes no sense with me, man. I don't know if they...
I mean,
like
again,
you said,
you know,
Espinoza
was
out,
on Chicken Talk, and he made it very clear that the Tank Rowley pay-per-view was one of the most successful ones. You cannot deny a man's popularity, even though you don't like him. That's what I keep telling y'all. Like, people hate on Ryan. He is who he is. It does.
No, that ain't got nothing to do with liking him.
You keep thinking it's a sport. It's a business.
Bro, it's
disguised as a sport.
Antoine,
You got Gary Antoine Russell at 140
it down?
That done did.
Who turned
that done
it down?
Stuff.
Who turned
oh, see,
it down?
I ain't know that.
Who
yeah,
turned
I ain't know
it
that.
Down? He
yeah,
was
see,
ordered
well,
by WBA. Why the fuck he ain't fighting?
See, I ain't know that. I ain't know
I
that.
Mean,
yeah,
he
I ain't know he
suing,
turned it
right?
down.
He ain't suing, so
yeah,
he
ain't
turned
know that.
It down.
Yeah, I ain't know that. See, he gave me new news, but yeah, I still don't believe Rollie. It ain't got shit to do with me not liking Rollie. I don't give a damn what. It's just some bullshit boxing got going on. You can't get slept at 135.
It ain't
you
bullshit,
next,
bro. This shit happens all the time.
Title
so pack out,
nah,
out.
I'm saying you must give me an example.
I'm,
you must give me an example.
You just talking over me because you don't want to hear
me. You talking about Pacquiao, a nine-division champ? You
talking
about that
Pacquiao?
Pacquiao
who got slept.
Yeah,
nine-division
champ.
This is the thing.
Big shit
hey,
out
yo,
here.
It ain't
that's
fair.
What I'm
it
saying.
Ain't fair. Ryan deserves a rematch. I give him AJ. Oh, Ryan ain't as popular as AJ. Okay, cool. Andy's not as popular as AJ. Yo, so show me someone getting slept, get a title shot. Okay, Pacquiao. Oh, well, Pacquiao's different. Shut the fuck up, bro.
Nah, that's real. You don't
want
to hear
the
truth. Nah, you don't want to hear the truth. You want to be lied to.
You changing it.
You changing it.
You changing
it.
I'm giving you a fuck, sir.
Bro, that's not no damn, that's not no good example, bro. How did Pacquiao get famous? How did Pacquiao get famous? I'm saying, how did Pacquiao get famous?
Hold on.
And you sitting up here lying to the fans. That's some
bullshit
what you're doing.
The truth is always bullshit.
I don't
know.
This nigga got knocked out at 135. Next fight, he get a title shot.
Yo,
fuck
listen,
out of here, man.
Listen, because and this is
top of the line
look,
bullshit.
Listen, I ain't really. All right,
brother.
Really,
take it up with PBC.
Hold on, and I ain't really. You know, I ain't really the biggest fan of the fight, but I'll say, I will say, before because obviously you brought up all the divisions that he did win, right? Yo, when Pacquiao got knocked out.
Lewis,
at, hold on,
why don't
Pacquiao
you get the
got,
fuck out of here?
When
you don't like me. Y'all some stupid. You think I fucking follow dudes I don't like?
Yo, when Pacquiao got knocked out at 112, his next fight was for a title at not one division higher, not even two divisions higher, Ness. When Pacquiao got knocked out at 112 pounds for the title, his next fight was a title shot at 122.
Big ass dummies. I've never been nowhere that I don't like. And I've never hung around motherfuckers I don't like. And I damn sure don't waste 3 hours of my life daily to listen to motherfuckers I don't like. You dudes are just ignorant, completely stupid, uneducated, and have nothing to do. So don't be mad at me. I'm disrespectful. No, I'm telling you the fucking truth. You don't want to hear it, so you're taking it as disrespect. I ain't disrespecting nobody. He asked for an example. I gave him an example. You don't like the example. Same thing happened with the fucking Ryan thing. Oh, well, Andy's nowhere near as popular as Ryan Ness. You can't use that example. Y'all push the goalposts back.
Yo, and if
it's fucking simple. You want to answer, I gave it. Now, that ain't good enough. It's not a fair example. No. Shut your dumb ass up and get timed out, man. Got time for you weirdos. Who next? So stupid, bro. In the 706, let me check who's this.
Who we got?
I got to check the fucking list. Isn't that? All right. Here we go. Black Ray Donovan.
Hello.
Yes.
We got to stop blaming Al Heyman for fights not getting made. Stephen Fulton, he just proved that he's not the one in the way, so it's just business for him to negotiate for them to get the rematch on Showtime. It's just business for Tank side to negotiate to have the rematch on Showtime.
It's usually how it goes, though.
Tell me about it. I can't believe I ain't even see his shit, but he got like a post like, is it fair? And I'm like, bro, has it been fair in every other fucking contract? Like, I don't get it. So, what, people want to change the game for Ryan. Shit is insane.
So y'all are in agreement that Showtime.
That's the way it's done.
Brother, didn't Devin Haney just have to go through that? What about Andy? He ain't go through that? What about Usyk? He ain't go through that? We ain't even got to go far. Like, the fact that y'all acting dumb, deaf, and blind is crazy to me.
Nah, you're right. You got a point.
It's been like that forever. Floyd ain't have a fucking rematch in the motherfucking Maidana fight. Like, what are we talking about? We changing the game for this dude.
For you saying for
Ryan? I don't get it. Yeah. Yeah, y'all trying to change it for Ryan. The A side offers the fight. The A side got the network. The A side deserves the rematch. The fucking B side. He getting invited to the prom. I'll take another girl to the prom. What is y'all talking? This shit is just crazy to me. It's crazy.
So last thing, if the fight doesn't get made,
let him fight fucking Regis.
That's a good fight.
That's a great fight.
It's a great fight. I would favor. It's a 50-50 fight in my opinion, but I would lean towards Regis. I would lean towards Regis.
All right. I can't believe what I read from CYP. This man met about to make me Google. What the fuck is an international title shot? I'm telling you, dudes just make shit up to fit the narrative.
No. I mean,
what does that mean?
No, that's the name of the title. He ain't lying.
That was the name of the title? What, a WBA international?
It was an international. It wasn't a full-blown title shot, but it was a title shot. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to help prove your point.
No, I hear you, but I never heard of an international title shot, so he right. That's some fucking secondary shit.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to help you because the guy brought up the divisions, and I'm like, whoa, before he got there, you know what I'm saying? You know,
man.
I ain't even go through the rest. He could have got one after. I'm sure CYP did.
Liz Lowe.
BBV, what happened, man?
What up?
Man, everything kosher. I must admit this. I'm proud of you with the energy,
hey,
dog.
Hold on a minute, Liz Lowe. But that international means something because the next fight was for the full title versus Bradley. Or Marquez, right?
You talking.
Let me see. So he fought Brandon for the international, and then he fought Bradley for the real WBO, who Bradley won the interim
so that
versus Vargas,
that was,
and then got elevated
way,
when Floyd
yeah,
vacated.
That was way later in his career. I was talking.
No, after the knockout to Marquez.
Okay, and that's not what I was talking
about.
You
went to the first knockout.
It wasn't even his first knockout, but because he got knocked out before he ever even fought for a title. So that's what I'm saying. After he fought for a title.
So you went to the top, this guy from like.
He was a 112-pounder fighting for the title. He gets knocked out. His next fight moves up three divisions, gets an international title shot against somebody. I was just trying to.
It's crazy. He got an international title shot against. What is that? This is Brandon Rios. That was in Macau. I watched that fight.
Yeah, you still ain't.
After the knockout loss to Marquez, he got an international with Rios. Bradley and Vargas fought for the interim. Bradley was elevated when Floyd said he wasn't paying the sanctioning fees. So they took that and elevated Bradley to full champ. So then Pacquiao fought Bradley for full belt after Rios. So, I mean, I guess the international meant something. It put him in position. But you are right, CYP. That was an international. I had it wrong. Go ahead, Liz Lowe. Pardon me.
Oh, it's all culture, man. Do your thing, man. Hey, you know, everybody got built. That's why it's so goddamn confusing, fucking boxing. But check this, man. I ain't even called to talk about boxing per se. I just want to call and shout y'all out, bro. Man, Ness, I hope, man, some TV station pick this shit up, bro. Dead ass, you know what I'm saying? Because we need y'all in the public eye. Danny, I hope Top Rank goddamn reach out to you, champ. You know what I'm saying? Use some of them ideas. Because that's the problem with fucking boxing, bro. We need some of y'all YouTubers, not all these motherfuckers. But we need some of y'all up in the goddamn, you know what I'm saying, on the TV station and goddamn throughout the week. I ain't gonna lie, Ness. Check that, man. I've been thinking about this shit a long time, bro. If I ever hit the lotto, I'm saying this shit live on TV, bro. I will put you on TV, dog, and let you keep your YouTube channel and everything. I pick you, probably four or five other motherfuckers that come on weekly, shout it. Boxing, y'all need to get this shit right. I ain't even gonna get crunk about it. Because it's funny, we keep seeing this shit play over and over. One time it's the promoter, now it's the fucking network. We blame the boxers, goddamn manager, the tower guy, the nigga that squirted the water. I'm sick of all this shit, bro. So shout out to y'all, man. Because y'all get up here every goddamn day and make something out of some bullshit sometimes. Dead ass. I ain't saying what y'all do with bullshit. It's the bullshit we get. And shout out for Bill coming on here talking that shit, too. But shout-out to CYP. Shout-out to all callers who call in here and don't feed into the bullshit, shouty. Like, dead ass, man, we got to get back to God. Keep hollering about the fights you want. This nigga, Ryan, I mean, Tank, they saying Tank don't want to fight Ryan for whatever reason, once again. Fuck it. Next person, Regis. Hell, yeah, Brian Regis' ass on that man dying to fight. Why motherfuckers who dying and reaching and scratching and clawing the fucking fight can't get a fight?
Word.
Man, hey, top rank. Goddamn PBC, what's the motherfucker, Steven Espinoza, the new promoter, all y'all motherfucker, man, pay attention to the TBV and some of the other YouTubers, man. That's all I got to say. Fuck these fights that we can't make. Give us the fight that we can make. I'm out of the camp, y'all. Stay up, man.
You the man, champ. The man with the plan. I don't think we cookie cutter enough, man. We curse too much. We tell the truth too much, you know. We smoke. It's a lot, man. They don't fuck with us, man. But the people do, and that's all that fucking matters, bruv. You know. It would be good if we could get everyone so that we can always get those, you know, questions answered. Damn, Otis said he can't. Can't come at 12:45.
Let's see. Can he come tomorrow? Tomorrow's Friday. We still got tomorrow. We got next week. I definitely don't want to get no Vegas. Nobody that's in Vegas on a show and not get them in person, you know. But anybody else that wants to call in, y'all know what the fuck to do. We on Twitter Spaces. We on Discord. We are on Blog Talk. Phone number 425-569-5241. Man, I wish they, look, I feel like they are listening. I'm not saying that it's happening because we don't even know if the fight's happening. But, yo, somebody heard that Allegiant Stadium.
Word.
Somebody heard that shit. You
somebody heard your interview with him, too, with the owner.
Yep. So, somebody heard that shit. And it's like, bro, I wasn't kidding. I was on the phone. Shit, Ness, no, I was on the phone with Top Rank telling them how the fuck that this shit play out. You know what I'm saying? And I told him, I say, look, if it don't do well, it's your fault. Because, bro, you have the machine behind you. You have the biggest sports network, worldwide leader in sports behind you. You know how much shit they got the rights to? Better stop playing and do what you got to do.
They don't use the. I'm convinced that the deal that Top Rank has didn't consist of using shoulder content on their other programming. Because it's like, yo, what the fuck does a boxer got to do that's signed to ESPN and Top Rank to get on SportsCenter?
So you got to get that top 10 knockout because they ain't getting you just to get you.
Bro, Floyd wasn't knocking nobody out.
And that's what I'm saying. They ain't getting you just to get you.
Stephen A. Smith is a fucking whack ass because, like, if you ain't Floyd, you can't come on the show?
Nice.
And what's up with Max Boxing? Like, can't he get nobody on the fucking show? Like, same thing with Skip and Shannon. Fuck is they doing with Fox? Like, it's just a bunch of wasted time, but I get it. They got analytics, and boxing don't represent viewership, man. We are a minority and a niche sport, and we don't bring in the numbers. That's why we ain't getting them primetime slots, man. I mean, look at what time Tank came out. 1 a.m. on the East? You know how much the airtime got to cost for that? Nothing. Who the fuck is up at 1 a.m.?
But that was pay-per-view, so... Yo, but I ain't gonna lie to you. I hated that because I was in the building. I'm like, yo, I'm tired. I
but
was
that's
sleepy.
My point, bro. It gotta be cheaper to air your fight at 1 a.m. with the network.
Well, I mean, that's again pay-per-view, so that don't, you know, that's pay-per-view, that's separate. But I trust me, I get what you're saying.
Shit, they come dangerously close on a regular fight. But we got who is this? Okay. Ronnie, what up?
What's on today?
Chilling.
See, man, I missed a lot of the show today, man. I was fucking different job site, man. I couldn't catch into a lot of it. Some of Bill's first interview. And I jumped on right now. You guys are back on the topic of Ryan and Tank HIV side shit. But who's reporting the Regis as a backup?
Oscar and Coppinger.
Okay. Man, that'd be a nice fight right there. I mean, I'm going to favor Regis in that one, you know what I'm saying, because of the jump in weight. I know that Ryan fought at 140 in his last fight, but he also fought a littler dude, you know what I'm saying, coming up. But, yeah, man, I just wanted to touch base you guys, man. I'll tell you guys, hey, I love the show. Whether we agree or not, you know what I'm saying, I'm still here. I'm still supporting you guys. That's boxing. I got homies that I fucking argue with for hours at a time, you know what I'm saying, at the house. We're drunk, fucking talking shit to each other, arguing. And it's all, you mean, at the end of the day, we give each other a hug, bro, and, hey, it's on to the next time, you mean? It's nothing personal. But love the show, man. Hey, Ness, congratulations. I started following you guys just like 2 days ago, man. I seen the engagement thing, bro. Congratulations on your engagement, bro.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man.
You guys have a good one.
All right. Appreciate everybody that you know, sent out, you know, their
best regards.
Yes. And appreciate Mike the jeweler, you know, same jeweler Regis for hooking me up with the beautiful wedding ring for my lady. So check him out. I tagged him, you know, very affordable. Very one-on-one custom piece they making, you know, and yo, delivery. My man flew from New York. I don't know if he's going to do that for you, but he might. You know what I'm saying? He flew in for the console. He flew in for the design, and he flew back in for the fitting. You know, shit. That service I've never gotten. So shout out to Mike the jeweler. Right. We got 617. What, first time caller? Who's this in Boston?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Uptown Diesel in the chat. What's good with y'all?
You got that fire? Uptown Diesel, man. You must got that fire. Boston is legal too, right? That's recreation.
Yeah,
now, right?
Yeah, it's legal out here now. We got the motherfucking casino out here.
Yes.
Now.
Because
you know
I remember, you don't remember when we went to Boston, bro.
Yeah, for Boo-Boo.
Nah, yeah, but you don't remember we pulled up, bro. Them people was looking at us and shit. We ended up leaving and going to a different Dunkin' Donuts because we was reeking.
Yeah, bro, we got that fire out here now. We got the casinos too, bro, you know what I mean? It ain't a big boxing town, but, you know what I mean, definitely if y'all ever out here, bro, hit me up. Y'all got my number, man. I just want to congratulate y'all on all the work y'all be doing every day, man. I've been listening to the show for like 2 years, bro. And y'all content is 101, bro. Ain't nobody doing it like y'all, man.
Appreciate it, champ. For real, we do. Keep tuning in. Keep rocking out.
Yeah, for sure, bro. I just wanted to touch on that Regis and Ryan. You know what I mean? I agree with Ness about if Ryan pull that off, if the fight get made, bro, I mean, I'll give him his respect for that one, man. Like, up till now, like, I see the skill, but I just got to see the step up in competition. If he could pull that off, man, I'll give it to him. You know what I mean? And also on that Shakur and Dev, everybody talking about in the chat. I mean, if you Ringside Views did an interview with Shakur probably a couple weeks ago, and Shakur was talking about how Dev looked drained and he think he going to move up, then he going to come scoop the belt. So I think that fight, if Devin stay at 135, could get made because, you know, they both got Jay Prince, right?
No, Devin ain't with Prince.
No, I mean, like, Bill was just talking about Prince, you know what I mean? Like, he's saying, like, he got a relationship, and I know Shakur be, like, I don't know if he signed to Prince, but I'll be seeing him with the Rap A Lot chain.
Yeah, no, he with Prince, and, you know, obviously they both were top ranked, so.
Yeah, so I definitely, if Dev stay at 35, you know what I mean, I feel like personally that's the big fight at 135 aside from Dev and Tank. But, Ness, I wanted you to touch on actually the with Ryan. I think if you were saying that aside from Loma, you know what I mean, that might be the biggest fight for him. But I just wanted you to touch more on that because I understand, like, from the business aspect, you know what I mean, that's going to sell the most. But do you really feel he deserved a chance to fight for Undisputed?
I'm only talking, you know, big commercial fight.
And that said, he would be the biggest B-side. So he wasn't saying that Tank is more commercial. He's saying that Ryan is the more commercial B-side.
Okay, all right, I got you. Yeah, for sure, man. That's all I had to say, bro. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. I'm tuning in every day, so keep it up, bro.
All right.
Appreciate you, champ. N.O. New Orleans. We hear you.
What up, man?
What up?
Coolin'.
I don't know what been going on with Discord, bro. Like, shit been falling off here and there. But, man, look, let me jump on this situation there, bro. So Ryan, like before, like Golden Boy, they done negotiated with Leonard Ellerby and Floyd, I think, like, twice before this, right? And you got to assume they dealt with L in some type of way. So I would have to assume that De La Hoya already knows how L operates. So why you got all the fans invested, y'all announcing the fight. Why make it a problem, like, right in midstream like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, just let the fight happen. It's a one-way rematch. Cool. Fight Tank. If you beat him, fight him on Showtime again. Beat him again, and then you do the DAZN thing. But don't like let this be the reason that the fight don't happen, bro. Like, too many fights falling by the wayside, man. This shit getting real sad in boxing, dog. Like, man, De La Hoya, man, De La Hoya, you know how to get this fight made, bro. Just let Ryan get this big fight. Let him get the payday. And then, you know, Ryan's still going to be a star regardless. He's still going to have his Gatorade deal. He's still going to have whatever endorsements he got out there. They not going to drive him because he lost the Tank. So I don't get it, bro. So hopefully the fight get made and find some type of way to work it out. And we can get this pay-per-view. I got another thing, Ness. The biggest fight in boxing y'all never thought about. Now stay with me. Devin got all the belts, right? Devin, the undisputed champ. No question about that. But it's just like we still need to see that fight. Let's say Tank got the Reggie belt, right?
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
Yep.
Let's say Tank go and get all the Reggie belts. And then he fight Devin for double undisputed.
There is no such thing as all the Reggie belts.
Man. What you mean? He got the regular WBC, right?
Who got? There is no regular WBC. That don't exist.
Man, they do have a WBC that's under the main one. But what is that?
Silver?
What is that WBC title called?
Silver?
He get that. He get the regular WBA.
Those can't be unified. That's been the rules.
But you got it. Just follow me, Ness. I understand they can't be unified. But they're in the ring holding all the belts up. You feel me?
But again,
they're going to get consolidated. They're going to get consolidated after the fight. We know that.
But there's no WBC interim or IBF interim unless there's something holding up the true champion, meaning Joe Joyce is your interim because Usyk is trying to do undisputed. You know, Jaron is your interim because Earl was allegedly doing undisputed, but he only got now, what, 120 days, they said? So it's like interims aren't just out there unless the true champion is in negotiations, got a super fight, injured, something like that. Like, Devin was the champ. He got the shoulder surgery. They was about to make Ryan and Javier for the interim, and Devin was like, fuck that, I could fight. Ain't no interim needed. You know, y'all just don't respect Devin.
What's the WBC title you don't have to fight the mandatories with?
No such thing.
Yeah, yes, they do. Canelo had it. Canelo and Lomachenko.
You can't win that title, bruh. You got to petition to be a franchise champion.
It's still a super championship. It's still a super title, though. Next,
you can't win it.
Put it as
you
like
can't win it unless you petition.
It's the same thing.
You can't win it unless you petition. And the people that have gotten it because of the reasons I stated before. They're creating
a
big fight.
What if you beat the man to have that title?
You have to petition to win it. The fuck don't you get? Even T.O. Even T.O. had to send an email. Bro, you're not listening. You're not listening. I'm giving you the answer. You don't want the answer. T.O. fought Loma. He had to send an email to make sure it was on the line. Devin fought whoever the fuck. And he accepted it so that y'all could call him email champ, french fry champ, franchise champ, WBC champ. But you got to petition. You got to email. It don't be on the line. It's not a real belt. Giving you the answer and you telling me no. Like, I don't get y'all. Well, you go to the convention. You call Mauricio.
Yes.
You read the fucking rules if you don't want my answer. Well, like, what the fuck?
So the belt ain't on it. You beat the guy with that title. You don't get that title from it.
Not unless you petition beforehand and have it on the line asking for it. Just like T.O., just like Kambosos.
All right, dog. Man, that's my call, bro. That's my call. But I only brought that up because they got people saying, take the real champ. We all know who the undisputed champ is, but it's still a question mark out there. That's why I brought that whole up, just to make it look bigger than what it really is. Just to make, you know what I'm saying, for the casual ass of the game. That's something else to draw people more into the fight, you know what I'm saying? Bring more attention to it. But that's my call.
I just think that's too expensive. If I'm Tank, what the fuck am I going to pay IBF interim sanctioning fees when there's a real IBF champ? Then I'm going to pay interim or silver champion fees for the WB. I just, you know, none of that shit made sense, champ. None of it. And nobody should be out here actively seeking this franchise, french fries belt that no one wants in the sport. We don't want it. Double undisputed. I don't even, and this is not your fault. I ain't mad at you. This is what boxing does. They got it staying scrambling, trying to create ways to make these fighters want to fight each other. Like, look at what my man said. He said Tank should go collect every interim in silver so they could do double undisputed. Look, he's trying to convince people to fight each other by having more things on the line, and that's what I'm saying. They ain't going to fight unless they want to fight.
Double. Yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
I never heard of that. Algar, what up?
Yo, it's George. It's George, man. I got to change my name. My bad.
No worries, George. What up?
What up, guys? What up? So before I get into the Ryan in the Tank mess, I'm going to talk real quick in that rugby shit. Can't wait to fight with Poyo. I got Rolly by knockout between the 9th and 12th. Let's go, Rolly. But, you know, what they did to him in that sparring shit, this shit is getting out of hand where everybody's trying to get clout out of a fucking video. Like, just, yo, everybody needs to respect each other. It's only for training. Like, stop the bullshit, you know, and they're in the same camp, same team. So that was mad disrespectful. I just saw the bullet.
Why are they?
Coach
the,
Bullet.
They are the same
team. Ridiculous.
Who?
Ridiculous.
What you mean, who, bruh? John Ingram and Rolly on TMT. My man's name is literally Pretty Boy. He signed to Mayweather. He's fighting on the Mayweather undercard.
No, I knew he fought on that exhibition.
No, he's fighting on this next one, too.
Is this
and then
one
the coach
count,
jumping
though?
Out
no,
and celebrating
another
like
exhibition.
Shame on that coach.
Yeah, so.
It's another exhibition, but he signed the floor.
No, I didn't know that because most of the guys that he's been putting on the exhibitions are not with him.
Kevin's on it, and he signed the floor.
Yeah, Antonio is on it. He was on the last.
Cepeda?
Yeah.
He's not with Floyd that I know
of.
You
don't do that when you're in the same team, man. Like, you got to respect each other. You know, you're in there for training, but this style of Las Vegas sparring is getting out of hand.
It is.
I bet you're going to see contracts pretty soon where they're going to say only the person sparring gets to record. Like, I see that coming. It's just ridiculous. Just when people want to get clout and shit, stupid. Respect each other, man. You're in the same team, especially. But anyways, back to the Tank and Ryan shit. If Ryan takes the Regis fight, even better. It'll make the, you know, think positive, people. It'll make the Tank fight in the future even bigger. Ryan can say he's a champion now and fought somebody credible like Regis because we know he's no joke. You know, that fight with the dude from Scotland. Whatever.
Josh Teller?
Yeah, man, that was a 50-50 fight. Could have gone either way. Even though Taylor edged it out, you know, Regis was still right there. So if Ryan could pull that, you know, and win that fight and then go and fight Tank, that'll be twice, like, way bigger.
Word is
way
gone.
Bigger. So, you know, if it doesn't happen, I'm not even going to sweat it, man, because you're just going to get frustrated. I'm just talking in general. You know, Ryan, I hope he takes that fight with Regis. I can't wait to see it if it does happen. Then that Tank fight is going to be bomb, bomb, bomb. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but shout out to you guys, man. Peace.
Appreciate you. Danny, clear something up for me here.
What up?
Because obviously I use the words or the phrase or the sentence, Devin also petitioned because I had plenty of interviews with Mauricio and conversations where you cannot win the franchise title, but I know for a fact after the fight, he even verbally says he wants the franchise so he could be called franchise, email, and champion. And didn't he not have the franchise after the fight?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know what came of that because, like, the franchise was kind of like, you get what I'm saying? And then I know with me talking to him, I don't even know whether to take it as a joke or not because he was like, I want to make sure to have that one and the email belt, which obviously does not exist. So,
well, but it's his championship title that was sent to him.
But he kept emphasizing. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know what came of that. You know, as far as I'm concerned, he's been the WBC lightweight champ since October of 2019 when he was elevated from interim to full. And then after he beat George, I don't know what came of that.
Well, I mean, after he beat George, that's when that statement came that he wanted
the
franchise and to be called. He said, I want to be called the franchise champ and the email champ. So it's like, you know, all I'm saying is, you can't win that belt. T.O. had to write a fucking email, and that's what Devin and his father was using against T.O. Like, you call us an email champ, but you had to send an email to Mauricio.
As far as I'm concerned, the WBC franchise is no longer in existence, you ask me. I don't see shit on their website about it. You know what I'm saying? So,
last man to win it was Devin, but I'm not 100% sure that he petitioned. But based off the rules, you can only get it by petitioning. You can only get it by petitioning. And T.O. had to email, and that's what Devin and his father clowned them for. Like, you call us the email champ, but you had to email to ask Mauricio to give you that, to put that franchise on the line, which it was. Ari got a counterpunch, but I don't see you on the Twitter, Ari.
And the WBC got their website actually incorrect.
There he goes. What up, champ?
Very incorrect.
Franchise was not transferable at first, homie. I think you need to go back and check how T.O. ended up with it. Go ahead, Arby.
Hey, what's happening? I sent you guys a counterpunch on YouTube. I wanted to say something that I missed earlier when I called. Dude, if Ryan fights Regis, Regis being avoided right now. if Ryan takes that fight, just taking the fight, he'll get all the respect in the world for me.
That's what I said.
Right? I give him all the – he'll get all the respect for me. Now, my only thing is if he gets knocked out by Regis, he's going to be getting knocked out by Regis for not even a quarter of what he'll get in the tank.
He ain't getting knocked out, bro. Regis ain't never knock out no top-level fighter. Who? You going to make me Google his name. Who he knocked out this
week? Wait. Regis is a fucking puncher, bro. And Regis,
that's
I think Regis
good.
Has a
brother, case. Brother, that's all good. I asked you a specific question. Who has he knocked out on the top level? I'm going to Google his name.
I mean,
but I don't know who.
I mean, Cepeda recently. He stopped Cepeda recently. That's a good topic. Cepeda's not top level.
When Cepeda bust on the scene and had a tight fight with Ramirez, he already had two losses.
No, I understand that. I understand that, Ness. But Cepeda's still a tough opponent. You know what I'm saying? How many times has Cepeda been stopped?
He's not the top. He's not top five. Like, he's not the top. He's not the top.
I agree with that. He's not top five at 140, but he's still a very tough opponent. But listen.
But again, Tank knock out everybody. You know, that's different.
So,
Wilder was knocking out everybody. You know, just knocking out certain bodies, that's different. Like, you know what I mean? Kyle Relic isn't a top fighter. Terry Flanagan, he should have knocked out. You know? Who the fuck is Juan Geraldez? Ivan Redcatch? What, we thought he wasn't getting knocked out? Based off what? Tyrone McKenna?
Shit, fucking,
like, yo, y'all tripping hard. First of all, when I said if Ryan fights him, you know, it would be big, people laughed at me. But Regis is there. Like,
I think it's a legit fight. No, listen, what I'm saying is I think it's a legit fight. I think it's a tough fight for both guys, and I think it'll turn out to be a great fight. But what I'm saying is, let's say that he gets knocked out. I'm sorry about that. Let's say he gets knocked out by Regis. Sorry about that, guys.
Don't worry.
Yeah, let's say he gets knocked out by Regis. He's going to be getting knocked out by Regis. Let's say he loses to Regis or whatever the case may be. He's going to get not even a quarter of the money he's going to get in a tank fight.
But you know what
That's
he will get? You know what he will get?
But I'll get him the respect. No, I'll get him respect.
No,
and if he wins that belt, he's a champion.
Outside of respect.
Oh,
you know what
get,
he, you know
oh,
what he will get?
Outside of respect, I think his legitimacy.
No.
Everybody be like, yo, this dude is
legit. Outside of that, you know what he gets? A rematch. Because he's the A-side offering Regis a fight. I bet you he'll get a rematch. I bet you he'll have a rematch clause because he's the A-side in that fight. He can't get that in a tank fight. That's why I want him to walk away. Walk away. They playing games with you? Nah. No, they not. See, Regis already raised his hand.
No,
he understands his position.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is we're back at the same shit where Tank is the A-side, and he doesn't have to fight Ryan, but he's offering Ryan a fight. Now,
exactly,
the offer comes with a rematch clause.
Exactly why he deserves his rematch. The A-side is offering. I'm sticking to the script. I'm sticking to the AJ Eddie Hearn contracts.
I agree with you 100%. It's just, it seems like everybody's shitting on Tank, and they're blaming out Heyman and all this. It's like, yo, like, this is the business of boxing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but, hey, listen. If Ryan fights Tank, I think boxing needs that fight. You know what I'm saying? Boxing needs that fight. That's a stadium fight in Vegas. And, you know, but we'll see. Okay, I'm going to go, guys. Thank you for taking my call again.
All right. And look, I didn't give this much thought. So, you know, y'all can laugh at me even though it's a question posed as a statement. But, yeah. Isn't Campbell a bigger knockout than anything Regis did? Because simply he was an interim and a gold medalist? I mean, McKenna and Redcatch can't be compared to Campbell, or can they?
As far as knockouts are concerned, I wouldn't agree with your statement in saying it's bigger than anything Regis did. I mean, Regis became...
Oh, no. Bigger than the knockout. Oh, shit.
Bigger than the knockout, yeah. Biggest knockout, yeah. But I definitely wouldn't say, you know, bigger than anything he's done. But yeah, sure, bigger than the knockouts. You also could say this ain't never been knocked down, you know. But
Uptown Diesel, I ain't never said, see, you're changing the goal. But no, so you think it's bigger than fighting for Undisputed versus Teller? That ain't got nothing to do with knockout. My man came on here and said Regis would knock Ryan out. And my defense was, who the fuck is he knocked out on the elite level? Now I'm comparing their elite level knockouts. Whose knockout was bigger? Like, I'm asking here, you know? Hawk in Maryland.
Yo, TB,
T-I-N?
We hear you.
All right. Hit that like, hit the subscribe. What's up, yo, Ness? What up, Ringwell?
What up, champ? How you feeling?
Good, boss, good. This, I got two questions. One, I want to, the first one, the Tank and Ryan Garcia fight, man. The Tank and that fight don't come off. I mean, Ryan Garcia is doing more, like Bill was saying, like fantasy fights. So I don't believe that fight going to happen once they sign and they in there. Other than that, Ryan is making a whole lot of money just talking about fighting Tank. He's making a killing just talking about it. So I don't know. Maybe he just wants to fight him.
How is he making a killing by just talking about it? Who's sending him checks?
I mean,
he's talking about it.
Not who's giving him checks. I mean, just pop. I'm just saying how he has his, you know, he's got his deals and everything going. He gets his name. His name is just on fire right now. My point is, if Tank beats Ryan, if Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis, they fight, and Ryan beats Tank, Ryan can say if he doesn't have another fight, he can say he beat a champion. Now, if Tank beats Ryan, what does that do for Tank's legacy as far as when you know at the end of the career, you know, they say Floyd beat 26 champions, Julio Cesar Chavez beat so many 26 champions. I mean, does Ryan just go down as another fighter on Tank's legacy? I mean, on Tank's
It all depends
resume?
What he does
he can't
after
be a part
the
of
fight,
the legacy,
bro.
If he never had a belt, right? Huh?
It all depends what he does after the fight, just like Franchon Cruz.
That's what I'm saying. If Ryan goes on and beats him and gets a belt, then it'll be noticed. That. But if Ryan doesn't even believe in belts, I don't know. I guess if
bro,
I'm
but
just
you're
saying,
picking and choosing your argument, because how you gonna say he don't believe in belts, but they just contacted Regis for a title shot?
Garcia?
Yes, Garcia.
Ryan trying to fight Regis?
Brother,
well,
are you not looking at the title of the show?
No, I didn't. I just came on. I just came on and saw that you was talking about Ryan. And I wanted to ask you one other question. I heard that Derek James is going to be coming out and training
Say Asian.
Joshua.
Oh, my goodness. Rock, Hawk, where have you been for the last 3 weeks? What's going on? You all right? Everything
Joshua
was good?
Joshua just had a press conference announcing his fight with Jermaine Franklin.
And he been announced the James shit. But where you – everything good? You been all right? Where you been at? Because you ain't calling in a minute. Maybe,
yeah,
maybe
nah,
you
I've
ain't
been
watching – maybe you ain't been
so
tuned in.
So what he saying? Yeah, you saying, yeah, he is training him?
Bro, Joshua been in fucking Dallas for like a week or 2-3 weeks.
Derek was in London today for the press conference. Like, Jesus.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, yeah, nah, I ain't even been on, you know, but that's cool. That's all good.
We even gave y'all the date for his fucking fight. He Earl fight at
said
least
that
with fucking Keith. I said, we even gave y'all the date for Earl fight with Keith, the new date.
It's all good, Hawk. You've been working. I hear you.
Yeah, because I ain't been. No, I, hey, dog, I ain't seen that. My bad. But all right, well, that's good news for me. All right.
I got David Maldonado.
Yo, Nesta Gibbs. Yo, Bill Haney's a bad motor scooter. That guy's hilarious, bro. According to Bill Haney, Ryan Garcia is about to fight Sugar Ray Leonard in his prime in Fight Night 2025. Yo. Ryan Garcia, man, I hope he does fight Tank or Progress. If he doesn't, I'm not sold on the Progress thing because, you know, based on resume, Ryan Garcia ready for Tank. He fought Haney. He fought Linares. He fought Pacquiao. He fought Tevin Farmer. He fought JoJo. He fought Teofimo. All in his mind, bro. I don't think he's going to fight, you know, Regis Prograis if the Tank fight falls apart. But if he does, more power to him. And to answer your question, that's yes. Regis Prograis' resume is not really nothing crazy. But you might laugh when I say this, but Julius Ndongo is better than any win that Ryan got. Julius Ndongo was a unified world champion. So let's not talk about Julius.
I mean, he wasn't a unified world champion when Regis fought him, so you could retract that. No, he wasn't.
Well, this guy, what's his name? He wasn't no champion either when Ryan knocked him out. What's his name? Luke Campbell. He was never no champion.
I'm pretty sure there was a belt on the line.
I think he had the diamond.
I'm pretty sure there was a belt on the line, or should I Google it?
No, the champion was Teofimo at the time. There was no belt on the line. Teofimo had all the straps. Him and Devin Haney had whatever.
Tio never had all the straps. Stop, man. Let's stay on the same page.
All I'm saying is that Julius Ndongo is better than Luke Campbell, bro. All right, man.
Thanks for showing your boxing knowledge.
Adios.
My man said Julius Ndongo is better than Ryan Garcia, he said? I mean, you know, the right phrase would have been more accomplished. More accomplished, maybe. But when he fought Campbell, like I said, interim title on the line, which means he could have got elevated if Devin would have got sick, hurt, injured. Lil' Tommy.
What up, Ness? You got me?
Yes.
Yeah, what up? I think he said Ndongo was better than Luke Campbell because he was a former unified champion when...
Nah, he never used the word former, but I get you. And if you word it like that, absolutely. Ndongo was more accomplished than Campbell.
Campbell, yeah. I was a little behind, so I had kind of listened to the whole Bill Haney interview, so I kind of lost some time. I just skipped ahead once it was done. But I don't really be agreeing with Bill much, but he right when it came to the point where, you know, even if Shakur saying what he's saying about fighting, if a contract never presented, it ain't really nothing to say after that, you know. Wanting to fight somebody and trying to fight somebody like real deal, especially if you're in the same network, is not the same. And you said you asked a question to somebody when I clicked for it. You said name a knockout Regis got on a elite level. I think the Jose Cepeda was an elite level opponent that he, you know.
Let me ask you a question. Can you or can you not name five fighters that are better than Cepeda at 140? Oh, why? Guess not. Alan Rodriguez, what up?
You, hello, you got me? Yeah. It's not like you cut me off.
Nah, Tommy, you cut yourself.
Well, my fault. Well, I can name a few, and one of those is Regis, but if you name anybody who you think is better, I don't think they got the resume as Cepeda, at Jose.
Either you better or you not. Like, Josh Teller's considered better. Tio's considered better.
Oh.
Regis considered better. Alberto Puello's the champ, considered better. Like, should I go on? Sabril Matisse ain't considered better? Like, what are we talking about? Y'all got to stop lying or at least...
I'm not lying, bro, but if you can't just automatically say somebody's better from the outset, if somebody's kind of proven to be a top-notch dude, then in my eyes, you done proved that you're better.
But you changing your, the goalpost. Now you're saying has proven. We didn't ask that question. Stop. We don't care about proven.
What?
We care about who's top five. Is he elite at 140?
me and well, all I'm saying is me and your comparisons on who's better and who's not ain't the same thing. You're telling me your eye test is saying that somebody's better. I'm saying your resume will show me that you're better.
So
that's what
so
we,
fact,
we just
so
look
fact,
at it differently.
So the fact that Pueyo won a title and Zepeda didn't, doesn't make him better? Okay.
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 I gotta go.
T.O. was fucking unified at the division below. He had 3 out of the 4 belts. So you saying you going off resume, but you don't want to use T.O.'s resume that clearly blows Zepeda's out the water.
That was a good comeback there, champ. I like
that. I mean, just stop doing this shit. I do it for a living. You call in just for fun. Let's go, Alan.
Yeah, because. Yo,
Alan is on you.
Or not. All right, no Alan.
All right. Uh-oh, we got 5 memberships just got gifted by Dewey Jones. So shout out to those 5 members that received memberships. And Dewey, we appreciate your support and trying to get some of these guys to be able to listen to the betting show that pays for itself if you take our betting advice. We had a 17 parlay last week that should have made you hundreds of dollars. And even if you bet 2 and 5, that would have made you 100-something dollars. Very easy. But
if we ain't got no more callers.
Oh, no, we got
meetings.
We do got a meeting. And what I told him, 15 minutes?
In 3 minutes,
yeah,
and
so,
then we got another one in
so I guess I'm only
18.
Taking Brandon's call. This is the last call. We do got to handle this meeting. I do apologize, but duty calls.
Brandon,
the truck driver. Look, my man said there might be 12 dudes better than Zepeda. You taking it for a stretch there. But, you know, I mean, would Arnold Barboza be considered better as an undefeated fighter at 140?
Probably after his win over Pedraza.
What about Antoine Russell? Anybody picking Antoine Russell to lose to Zepeda if there was no cross the street?
I mean, I like that fight. Without picking, I would say Russell's probably the biggest, a bigger name right now. Got the postal win.
And I'm pretty sure Bakhtir is a tough-ass fight who got robbed in a couple fights.
I felt that he edged out Barrios.
But I'm not saying he's better than Cepeda. I'm just saying if we're going to give Cepeda credit for being in fights.
Yeah, I mean, he was in the Barrios fight and obviously the Pueyo fight, 2 very tough fights. But if that is all Ringwalk.
Oh, wow. Uptown Diesel said, hell no. Antoine, get him out of here? Wow. Oh, wow. You think Cepeda's better than Antoine Russell? Okay. Vamos a ver. But since we didn't get Brandon, we do have time for one. Oh, let me try Brandon again. Brandon, hurry up. Hello. It's the first of the month.
Ringwalk Danny, Nuzzy, T.O. the Boxing Voice.
All right, peace.
Catch us 12
next
p.m.
One.
Pacific,
next
live
one.
From the Blue Watch Studios.
Next one.
We out.
We're going to have Otis. He said he's coming through. Plus, we're going to have Alexis Rocha. And we're going to be talking Alberto Pueyo, Rolly, title shot, as well as Triple G, Laura, purse bid. Now they got 14 days.
Peace. Thank you.